We got a bonus episode here. Hey, did you know that there's a guy out there trying to make a fantasy football reality show? Whew, that sounds like something I gotta see. Hey guys, Bandy here from Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast, here with Christopher Fox. How you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you. I seen that you're possibly starting a fantasy football reality show. Is that real?
Yeah, no, that's true. We're trying to get the word out. We started a company, me and a few buddies of mine, called Armchair Athletics. We're a fantasy sports entertainment company, and we are here to enhance the entertainment value that fantasy players get while playing. You know, we want to get people connected. A lot of it's everything with the internet has become so electronic now that even during a live draft, we call it trash typing. You know, you get in a little chat room there while you're live. And that's about it. And, it used to be you had to sit in a room with everybody that was drafted. So we want to bring that back in the electronic age, get people to talk, get people to interact with each other during the draft and do a little trash talking instead of trash typing. We also do offer commissioner services and stuff like that. All that's on the website. But the show, it was amazing to me. I was just sitting there one day brainstorming ideas. And last year, a buddy of mine, I had a podcast going, called Whitetistics. It was just an interview show, for people's stories. And a buddy of mine said, well, we should do one for football. And I was like, let's do it. So, we did one yards after the catch. So we do that. That's out there, on Facebook and YouTube. We simulcast that. So I was just kind of brainstorming ideas how to build off that. And I was watching like MasterChef Junior or something like that. It was on TV at work. And I was like, okay, reality TV, like, you know, they should do a reality, you know, I have never seen The League, which I know I'm going to catch up after that. Right. Cause yeah. I've seen a lot of it now and it is hilarious, but I actually thought that was a reality show. And I was like, well, what can we do with that? But I started doing more research and nobody has done one. You have reality shows about housewives and real estate and flipping houses and cooking and kids are cooking, but there's nothing about fantasy football. And fantasy sports was a $22.31 billion industry last year alone.
Wow.
And that's just fantasy sports. That's not all the little, you know, Yahoo, NFL, flea flicker, sleeper. That's not even counting all that. That's not the ad money. That's not that. That's just from playing fantasy sports. And that's, you know, obviously not your league that you do with your buddies. It's not taking into account that either. So it's like, why has this never been done? All right, let's do it. And so here we are. We've got the trailers out. If you find us on Facebook, Armchair Athletics, you can find the trailer. We're on the TikTok, you know, got to be everywhere. You're on Twitter. And of course, we're on YouTube as well. You can find us, the website, www.thearmchairathletics.com. Just shoot over there, check us out. You'll see, find the trailer there as well. And all the things that we do. But yeah, I appreciate you bringing up the show because it's quite the venture. It's going to be quite the thing. it's not like your normal fantasy league. It is a gauntlet league. The first 11 weeks is going to be players playing against each other. I should say teams because we're going to have teams. You know, there's going to be husbands and wives and possibly brothers and sisters or brothers. You know, that just fantasy players with a passion for the sport that want to play. But they're not ready for what's going to be thrown at them. This is not an ordinary league. There's going to be rule variations and challenges. Ooh. And of course the audience is going to be able to weigh in and vote on this.
Nice.
The first 11 weeks are going to be pretty grueling, but then after starting in week 12, people start going home. So one winner at the end for all the prize money. And it's going to be pretty crazy. We call it the most grueling fantasy league ever created. And we plan on on living up to it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. What can you tell me about the kind of people that are going to be on it?
Look, we're looking for personalities. We're looking for people that have a passion for playing and also have maybe a little chip on their shoulder or, you know, I mean, this is a competition in its truest form. I mean, we call it the trenches for a reason because, you know, this isn't the flashy quarterback plays. This isn't the long bombs. This isn't the running backs and all the guys we take. This is where the game's actually won, and it's where it gets dirty. It's where it gets hard, and it's where guys have to play every single down, and people are going to have to play every single day to get through this thing. And so we named it after where the game is really won, and that's
so, I love it. I love it. It's going to be great. Is there anything that people can do to help get this thing rolling a little faster for you? Or?
So, you know, with anything, it all takes money. And you know, I hate that it does do that because I'm not the type of person. I don't like, you know, hitting people up and stuff like that. It's just not my thing. But, you know, if you're going to try something like this, if you're going to do something like this, and you know, because you're doing your podcast, mm-hmm. All this equipment and all this airtime and all the things that we have to invest in and subscribe to and add plans for, you know, it's not free. Yeah. And then obviously a TV show is a little bit more. So if people want to help, we keep kind of advertising. If people give a dollar and a share, you know, if people just got $1, the link to our Indiegogo site is on our Facebook. It's on our website, www.thearmchairathletics.com. It's right there on the front page. You can just click it. If you want to just throw a dollar at us and let somebody know that we're doing it, we really would appreciate that. That would be so much help for us, really just to get the word out. And it's going to take outside investing as well, but really, you know, we made the show for the fans. We made the show for the players. We started this company for the players that enjoy playing. And so that's what it's for. You know, we love to have everybody come in and just throw a buck up. And that's really just a show that, hey, I love fantasy sports just like anybody else. That's really all it's about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, help these guys out. Throw a dollar in. Let's get this thing rolling because I cannot wait to see it. Sounds like something that ESPN is going to pick up. Where are we going to be able to watch it at?
Yeah, so that's, you know, obviously that's the idea. We've definitely talked to a couple networks and stuff like that. And it's the same thing. If I came to you and said, I've got this great idea and you are a network, you'd say, all right, well, show me that it works. Show me that people want to watch it and I'll throw it on. And that's what people are saying. So this first season, we're going to we're planning on running it on YouTube. We may get picked up by somebody by then because we are still talking. The networks are still talking to us. They want to see you guys, you know, show support and show that you guys, this is something that you guys want to see. And if they see that, then they may pick us up this year. But right now we're planning on YouTube. So everybody will get to see it. Everybody can subscribe to it. You can watch it when you want. You can watch it live. We'll simulcast it on Facebook at the same time. You know, so because we want to make sure, again, it's for the players. It's for the fans of fantasy sports. And so we want everybody to be able to engage. You know, again, there's fan voting, fan interaction. You guys can win prizes. There'll be contests. Simultaneous with the show, we're going to start running contests actually in the next couple of weeks on the site because the company is about all fantasy sports. Yes, the show is going to be about football, fantasy football, but you know, our love is for all fantasy sports, just like you guys. There's basketball, there's golf. I've seen guys running contests for NASCAR. We actually teamed up with Elite Fantasy Games. Check those guys out. They're on Facebook as well, elitefantasygames.com. And they have fantastic contests just all through the year on everything. I mean, they did the Kentucky Derby. They've done, they did the Emmys and the Grammys. I mean, they just, people like to play fantasy stuff and they'll fantasy anything. But what they've done is if they've really made their contest kind of simple for the people that don't have a lot of time to sit there and study. They're doing one for the College Baseball World Series. Wow. You don't have to be a college baseball person. You know, you go on, you pick some teams, and I think you rank eight teams, and then based on how those teams do, there's a scoring system. But it's very simple. It's very set it and forget it. type situation, and Elite Fantasy Games, those guys out of Texas, they're doing amazing things, and they've just agreed to kind of team up with us and help bring this amazing thing that is fantasy sports to the people.
All right, yeah, that is great stuff. You guys be sure to go over to thearmchairathletics.com. Check out my man Christopher Fox over here. It's going to be great stuff. I cannot wait. Thank you for coming on and saying a few things to us, Chris.
Hey, thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
Visit absolutely.
Throw us a dollar if you would. Elite Fantasy Games, check those guys out too. Fantasy Holics, you've seen them. They get recently teamed up with us. So, I mean, the big thing is about the collaboration. We want to team up with, you know, shows like yours and other shows out there. If you have a show, contact us, message us. If you have contest games, we've run a logo contest. You know, if you love fantasy sports, we love fantasy sports. So let's team up and make fantasy sports great for everybody that plays. That's what we're about.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. I love it. Thanks again, Chris.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, hey.